This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ibn Munzir, he mentions in his Kitab al-Tawheed that Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhi narrates from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Inna Allah Ta'ala yunadi yawm al-qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call, i.e. there's going to be an announcement. Yunadi yawm al-qiyamah. Ya ibadi, O my servants. Me, you, everybody is going to be mukhatab. Everyone is being spoken to. An Allah. Allah is going to introduce himself. I am Allah. Ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana. There is no ilaha other than me. Ajib. Imagine all those people who had taken various forms of ilaha. Imagine all the people who had taken dunya to ilaha. Just today, as we were coming out, you know, we were discussing, and right in front of our house, there is, I've told this before, there's a church. And they have a Bible study. And there's so much traffic in that church for their Bible study that it's hard for us to get out. Okay. Now, obviously, they're putting an effort in whatever they believe. The question is, are we as Muslims putting in that effort? In what we know to be true. What we know to be an absolute truth. Are we putting in the effort to spread this truth? Right. All of these questions we must ponder upon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Ya ibadi, O my servant. Ana Allah, I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana. There is no ilah other than me. Arhamur rahimin. The second introduction Allah is going to give to us on the day of judgment, when before the hisab begins. I am the most merciful amongst the merciful. وَأَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ I am the most just in judgment from all the other judges. وَأَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ My litigation is not going to take 2 years, 5 years, 10 years before the verdict comes out. أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ It's going to be a very quick verdict. The fastest in judgment and in hisab. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, أحضروا حججكم. Prepare your cases. Hijaj means your what arguments are you going to give? Prepare all your arguments for your accountability. ويسروا جوابكم. And summarize, you know, summary judgments. You have this. Allah is going to say, summarize all your arguments. And have your summary ready. Yassiru jawabakum. فَإِنَّكُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ وَمُحَاسَبُونَ Because you are about to be questioned and there is going to be hisab. May Allah protect us on that day. It's coming. Be patient. يَا مَلَائِكَتِي O my angels, أقيموا عبادي صفوفا. Make my servants stand in صفوف, rows. And remember, we said when it says rows, it could have two meanings. One is one single row, but they're staggered, so that everyone has a FaceTime with Allah, or rows in a sequence of having your group of musallin, the group of muznibin, the people who did sins, the people who backbite. So you're in those groups. And there's going to be a group with all the sins combined. So different groups, and they have rows. Aqimu ibadi sufufan. Make my servants stand in rows. Ala attrafil anamil. Make them stand on their tippy toes. عَلَىٰ أَطْرَافِ الْأَنَامِلِ أَقْدَامِهِمْ. Make them stand on their tippy toes on their of their foots. لِلْحِسَابِ, for the حِسَاب. Ibn al-Qayyim, he points to this and he says, this is the point where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are going to be people that are going to be waiting in mahshar. Some of them are going to be drenched up to their ankles in their sweat. Others are going to be drenched in their knees. Others are going to be drenched up to their belly buttons. Others are going to be drenched all the way. Others are going to be drowning in their sweat. And the sun is going to be 1 mile away. And that moment, Ibn al-Qayyim says, Prophet ﷺ said, we would be standing there for 50,000 years, waiting for hisab, until people would get tired. And they will go to Adam alayhi salam, and they will go to Nuh alayhi salam, they will go to Musa alayhi salam, they will go to Isa alayhi salam, until they come to Prophet ﷺ. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is going to say what? Ana laha, that's my work, that's my job. I am the most befitting for this. And then he is going to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with mahamid, with praises. No other human being has ever praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those praises. And Allah is going to say, O Muhammad, irfa ra'sak, raise your hand, head. Sal تُعْطَى, ask and you shall be given. That moment is where Prophet ﷺ is going to make dua that, oh Allah, please start the hisab. So all of the grandeur that sometimes people walk with, all of the positions and the titles that people want to run after, all of these things will mean of no value on that day.